In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
There is no time to waste. No time to waste at all. It's time that the redeemed of the Lord wake up. It's time that we as the people of God rise up and step up to the plate, because the days are dark. There is so much evil. There is so much increase of the kingdom of the enemy. But we know that we are on the winning side, because Jesus Christ on that cross, by the power of his blood, he defeated the devil once and for all. And we are here to enforce that victory. We are here to extend his kingdom, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So years ago, the Lord asked me to put on the school of the Holy Spirit. I heard his voice, and he wants this school because he wants his people empowered. He wants his people moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be walking by revelation. He wants us carrying on with the works of Jesus. John 14, verse 12, Jesus says, "Those who believe in me, the same works I've been doing, you will do an even greater works." And we are living in the times of the greater works. This is the time that the Spirit of God is moving in such great power. This is the time where Jesus says that prophets and kings of old wanted to see these days that we're living in. So I just spent 6 weeks in Poland, and we put on the School of the Holy Spirit there in Warsaw. We put a School of Healing. We put a School of Joy. That was amazing how many people delivered and set free from depression, entering into the joy of the Lord. Oh, the Holy Spirit is so amazing. We put on a School of Inheritance and the School of Prophecy. God wants his people empowered. We cannot be walking like orphans. We have a daddy. We have a daddy in heaven. He has given us the spirit of adoption. It's the Holy Spirit. And he has given us the kingdom. Luke 12:32, Jesus tells his followers, "Do not fear, little flock. It's been my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." The Lord has given us everything. When we do what the Lord is telling us to do, the Spirit of God will back us up with miracles, with signs, and with wonders. It's amazing. It's amazing what the Spirit does when we start partnering with him. And this is what we do. We co-labor with the Holy Spirit. Now in Poland, I saw so many healings, so many miracles. Even from last year, seven cases of cancer totally healed, and they had the doctor's report of total healing from cancer. This is amazing. People getting healed from scoliosis immediately, suddenly, in the presence of the Lord. It's awesome to see miracles and healings like this, but this is normal Christian life. This is what God intended from the for us from the very beginning, that we walk in the power of God, that we walk just like Jesus walked. Brothers and sisters, as Catholics, we have been baptized as prophets, priests, and kings, and it's time that we enter into that anointing, into those anointings. We are prophetic people. We can hear the voice of God. We can prophesy. We can decree and declare. We can have words of knowledge, words of wisdom. We can change the atmosphere through our praises, the high praises of God. And we have a kingly anointing in our lives. We have the authority of Jesus, and we are seated in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. Everything is under our feet, and we are a royal priesthood. We can go before the throne of God through the blood of Jesus anywhere, at any time. There is open. The way is open. There is direct access before the throne of God. This is what the blood of Jesus has done for us. And we have to take advantage of this. And we have to go before the throne to intercede and pray and praise God and give him thanks. We are a holy nation. We have been set apart by God, for God. by the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is our identity. We belong to him. We're sons and we're daughters. In Revelation 5, starting verse 9, this is a picture of what's going on in heaven. And they sang a new song saying, worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals. For you were slain and you purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth. So we are a nation of priests and kings. We are a holy nation made up from people from every tribe and tongue, peoples and nations. The blood of Jesus has purchased us. We belong to the Lord. We are a kingdom of priests and kings, and we are to be reigning on the earth, extending his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. Now, we have to stop and think, is there sickness and disease in heaven? No. Is there lying and deception and corruption in heaven? No. Is there jealousy and anger and unforgiveness in heaven? No. Is there poverty in heaven? No. Is there cancer in heaven? No. So we are to be bringing heaven down on earth. And this is what God wants for us. So these are some of the things that we learn in the school of the Holy Spirit. Learning how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, Paul says, those who are being led by the Holy Spirit, these are the sons of God. And Paul is saying that the sons of God are mature sons and daughters. So it's time to grow up. It's time to break out of the passivity. It's time to break away from the old and coming to the new. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are on the winning side, and we are here to enforce the victory of Calvary. So I invite you, we welcome you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 19th to the 25th, Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, Massachusetts. You can call the rectory, ask for Leslie, 617-846-1210, or you can register online, www.daysofglory.org. So come and experience something new. Some people have been coming to the school every summer, every year, and I'm here to tell you that every year the school is different. Every year the school is different because the Holy Spirit is new every morning. He makes new things every morning, and he speaks a fresh new word every morning. So if you've attended the school before and you say, well, I've already done it, you know what? It's new every time that we put it on because we're moving in the flow of the Spirit. We're not moving in the old. We're moving in the new, and we are there to help one another. Help to listen to the voice of God. Encourage one another. Activate the gifts of the Spirit. How to heal the sick. How to prophesy. How to cast out demons. This is normal Christian life. In Matthew 10:7-8, Jesus says, and as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Cleanse the lepers and raise the dead. This is normal Christian life. And it goes on to say, what you have freely received, you freely give. So, this is normal Christian life. But most believers are not doing it. Most people are not doing it. In America, 24% of Catholics go to church on Sundays. That's not even half. It's 24%. And out of that 24% that go to church on Sundays, how many truly are walking in their prophetic destiny? How many truly are walking in the purpose and the plan that God has for their lives? It's much, much less than 24%. I would say that maybe it's 1%. But that needs to change because the world suffers. If the church remains apathetic, if the church remains passive, if the church remains indifferent, if the church remains like babies with people sitting on the pew, stuck in their thumbs, nothing is going to change in our nation. Nothing is going to change in the world. And we are here to change the culture. We are here to change the nation, to release the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Check yourself if you are under that spirit of passivity, which is not the Holy Spirit. It's a demon. How does this spirit manifest in our lives? First of all, you are apathetic about the things of the Spirit. You are indifferent about the things of God. You are numb. You're just, you know, you're just there. You're numb to the things of God. You lack enthusiasm. No enthusiasm about the things of the Holy Spirit. You have no hunger for the Word of God. You never feed yourself from truth. You are complacent. You are lukewarm. You are lazy when it comes to the things of the Spirit. You procrastinate. You are confused. You have a lack of vision for your life, of what God has for you. There's no fruitfulness in your life. You might be going to church. You might even go to prayer meeting. But what is the fruit? Are you leading people to Jesus? Are people getting healed through you? Are people's lives being changed through you? You need to ask yourself these questions. Check yourself if you're spiritually blind, if you cannot see in the spirit realm, because we were created to see. Ask yourself, am I hearing in the spirit? We were created to listen to his voice. John 10:27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. Ask yourself these questions. Is there transformation in your life? Are you able to look at your life and say, wow, I have been changed and I'm still changing, or nothing has changed in your life? These are all symptoms. This is all the fruit of the spirit of passivity. But this needs to break. It is so awesome seeing people's lives change. It's so awesome to see people being set free. It's so wonderful, because we partner with the Holy Spirit. This is why we have been anointed with the Spirit of God to carry on with the works of Jesus. So we give him glory and we give him praise. Expect the Lord to do amazing things in your life when you come to the school of the Holy Spirit. Come with expectant faith. Come to experience a new level of hearing his voice, a new level of prophesying, a new level of releasing the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of releasing healing. It's awesome, brothers and sisters. It's awesome to partner with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. So now that I was just in Poland, I did several television programs, and I want to share with you some of the things that happened. 5 years ago, when I was in Poland, I was doing a healing service in a huge Jesuit church in Warsaw, and there was one young lady that came to me, like in her early 30s or late 20s, and she told me, Maria, I have been diagnosed with a malignant cancerous tumor in my brain. Doctors say that there's nothing more that they can do. My father died from the same thing, and I have a short while to live. Doctors have given up. There's nothing more they can do. So I laid hands on her, and I said, this is a curse. Your curse has been broken on the cross, Galatians 3:13. When Jesus died for you on the cross, that curse was broken, but we're going to appropriate this blessing of the breaking of this curse of malignant tumor in your brain. This curse is broken, and now we're going to release the healing of the kingdom of God. And I laid hands on her head, and I said, listen, your healing has already begun. It has already started. That was 5 years ago. I totally forgot about this. Now move forward 5 years later. This happened last month. So I'm in Warsaw doing some television programs, and they said, you need a fashion coordinator to help you dress up and put jewelry for your television program. So here comes a fashion coordinator. Who is the fashion lady? It's that young woman that I laid hands on 5 years earlier. She's totally healed from that brain tumor. She's totally alive. She's radiant. She loves Jesus. And I just thank God that He gave me that gift to see this woman totally healed. But isn't God amazing? This woman that I laid hands on 5 years ago, now, 5 years later, she's a fashion coordinator for the television program. I mean, this is just God. This is God. This is God. And then there was a makeup artist putting this amazing makeup on my face. They make my eyebrows really thicker, and they made my lips thicker, and I just looked like a movie star. What can I say with all that makeup on? But as this lady was a young woman putting makeup on my face, I started to prophesy over her. And she started to weep and weep and weep, and wow, the next day she gave her life to Jesus. So this is living in the Spirit. This is kingdom living. There's nothing more exciting. There's nothing more exciting than releasing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. There is so much joy when people give their life to Jesus through us. The Bible says that there is more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than over 99 righteous ones. So when we lead people to Jesus, we enter into that joy. We join with the joy of heaven, and it's totally amazing. And it's so glorious to be able to lead people into the kingdom of God, into full salvation, into full redemption. So once again, I invite you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit. We are holding it July 19th to the 25th, Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, Massachusetts. You can log in to www.daysofglory.org. You can register online, www.daysofglory.org, or you can call Holy Rosary Rectory, ask for Leslie, 617-846-1210. I believe there is somebody listening to this radio broadcast, and you have such a problem with heartburn in your esophagus, with acid reflux, heartburn, that you can hardly eat a full meal because this discomfort, this problem with your esophagus starts manifesting as soon as you start eating. Well, the Lord is healing you. The Lord is setting you free. Receive your healing by faith right now. Esophagus is being healed. You are getting freed from acid reflux, from acid indigestion, whatever the name is. When you start eating, there is such a discomfort in your esophagus, acid reflux, problems with digestion. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And there's somebody listening, and your name is James. And James, the Lord is setting you free. I see the prison bars being broken over your life right now. You're coming out into the new. You're leaving the old behind. You are leaving behind the sin that so easily entangled you. And you're coming out into the land of freedom. Call out in the name of Jesus. You have been calling out to his name, and the Lord has answered your cry. And I'm speaking to you right now. The Lord is speaking to you right now through me, and in the name of Jesus, I speak freedom to you right now. James, come out of the prison bars right now. Come out of the land of slavery. Come out of the land of sin and come into the land of freedom right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. You are so good, and you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your love towards us never changes. I love what Psalm 52, verse 1, the B part of it says. The loving kindness of God endures all day long. Oh, everyone that is listening to this radio broadcast, open up to the loving kindness of God. It is a shield around you. It endures all day long. He never stops loving on you. The Lord is so faithful and so wonderful and so loving. Start thanking him now for your breakthrough. Start thanking him now for victory. Start thanking him now because his love for you is everlasting. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. There is no one like you, Lord. No one like you. So, brothers and sisters, we're living in amazing times. In that school of joy that we put on in Poland, so many depressed people came. So many depressed people came. But as we praise God with the high praises of God, the atmosphere changed because Psalm 22, verse 3 says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So as the atmosphere was changed through the high praises of God, that depression left, the anger left, the hopelessness left, the spirits of suicide left, people were set free. We spent 3 days praising God and worshiping God and ministering in the Spirit. It was so awesome. So many testimonies of people set free. From depression and from suicidal thoughts and hopelessness, people's lives changed, and this is so awesome. And the devil is a bad devil. He's a liar, and he torments us with lies. And this is one reason why we need to be in the truth, why we need to be in the truth of the Word of God, because God has amazing plans for our lives, and God is there for us always. And if we do not know these truths, if we do not know these things, you know what's going to happen? We're going to believe the lies of the devil. So I want to prophesy. I want to impart to the radio listeners this morning. I'm prophesying. I'm releasing an impartation of love for the Word of God, a hunger for the Word of God. Because Jesus said in John 8:32, when you come to know the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God has been eternally settled in the heavens, forever settled in the heavens. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. The Word of God is like a hammer. The Word of God is fire. The Word of God is like a mirror. The Word of God is like water that washes. We need the Word of God. So many Catholics think, no, I'm receiving the sacraments. I don't need the Word of God. You are totally wrong. You're totally deceived by the devil, because the sacraments are not superior to the Word of God. The sacraments are wonderful, but they are not superior to the Word of God. They are supposed to complement one another, the sacraments and the Word. We need both. We need both. The Holy Spirit is in both. The Word of God is alive and active. The Word of God, Jesus says, my Word is alive. My Word is spirit. My Word is power. And we need both. We need both. They complement one another, and they work together. So we need to have this hunger for the Word of God. And this is so amazing. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Right now, we give you praise. We give you thanks. Because you have given us an inheritance. You have given us a new life. And your salvation starts right now in this planet, the moment that we turn to you. Brothers and sisters, salvation is not just dying and going to heaven one day. Salvation starts the moment that you repent, the moment that you change your mind, the moment that you say, I need to turn away from the sin. I need to turn away from my old life, and I need to turn to God. So if today you're listening and you want to open your heart to Jesus, I invite you right now to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I turn to you right now. I repent, Lord. I repent for all the ungodliness in my life. I repent for living apart from you, and I turn to you right now. Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe that on the cross you paid the price for all my sin, for all my iniquity. I believe that on the cross the punishment that was supposed to come to me came on you so that I could be forgiven and set free. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Wash me clean. Wash me. Give me a good scrub today with your precious blood. Wash me clean. Let me be white as snow. Today I renounce Satan and all his lies. Today I renounce sin. And Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life as my Lord and as my Savior. I invite you, Lord, to become the Lord of my life. I invite you, Lord, to take control of my life. Lord, I surrender to you today. I surrender my life to you, and I say yes to you. Take over my life. And now, let's cry out to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and fill us anew. Fill us anew right now in this place, in this place. Lord Jesus, baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Right. Again, I invite you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit, July 19th to the 25th, Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop. Call the rectory, 617-846-1210, or you can register online, www.daysofglory.org. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get filled with the fire of God. Jesus came to set the world on fire. He wants his bride. He wants his people to be passionate, full of passion for him, because he is our bridegroom king and we are his bride. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let every ear be opened. Let every eye be opened. Let every heart be opened. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God set you free. Set you free from any besetting sin in your life. The power of God is on your life. Jesus Christ broke the power of sin in our lives. Now we can live in another way. We can live in victory. We can live stepping over the enemy. We can live in victory over the devil, over sin, over the pull of the world. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Come to the School of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be there. The Holy Spirit is going to be ministering. The Holy Spirit is going to transform and change lives. The Holy Spirit is going to set the captives free. The Holy Spirit is going to heal the people of God. Come to the School of the Holy Spirit. Be blessed this day in Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed.
Behold, I stand at the door and
this has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.